Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, man, Friday. What a perfect day, man. Hopefully this rain is gone. We get some sunshine, some fun time. Hope for you guys to enjoy those track and field meets and softball games and or swim meets.
Going to be hot next week, Mike.
I know. Hey, it's fine, man. Anything but the rain. I'll tell you more about it in Guy Talk with these four old farts. We could have got the damn – could have gotten our 18 holes in, but, I mean, seriously. It was like that old couple in Caddyshack. Oh, honey, I'm hot today. More on that coming up. More on what the Hawks' plan is for the draft. We're going to use those picks or not right now, though. Let's get our weekly visit. One of our favorite guests, one of the best podcasts in town, and just a good dude, Brian McFadden with CBS Sports, joins us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Two-time Super Bowl winner with your Steelers. Are your Steelers going to win a playoff game this year? Let's start right there. Mike Tomlin going to win a playoff game with Aaron Rodgers.
Hopefully, we can get into the playoffs, right? Now, to your question, the Steelers haven't had an issue getting into the playoffs. It's about having a short visit in the playoffs. And can they win a playoff game? I mean, potentially. I think it's safe to say, you know, the AFC will be a very, very competitive conference, starting with the top three teams, Kansas City, Buffalo, and Baltimore. But in terms of winning a playoff game, we're going to need flashes of the old Aaron Rodgers to surface, if that is going to happen, when you're playing against some of the best quarterbacks in the league from the teams that I mentioned.
B, you know that Shedeur Sanders certainly not helping himself in the news with the two driving incidents, but what do you think Deion, what do you think his camp is telling him as he has an uphill battle already in Cleveland just to get minutes playing quarterback?
I mean, I think they're telling him to continue to do what he's been doing thus far. You know, outside of the driving citation, it sounds like he's been doing everything. He's been exceeding the expectations, I'll say that. You know, we've been hearing positive things with him on the grass with the guys, and just continue to do that. And me personally, you know, Chris, Mike, it's not a big deal for me. I mean, yeah. I think about this. Like, when you 20, 21, 22, 23, how many citations have you got? Speeding a little bit. You know what I mean? It happens.
Yep.
Now, the issue would be if this becomes more of a consistent thing. But the media attention that he's received from this one citation, I think is a bit overblown, in my opinion, because before this, we've heard nothing but great things coming from Shedeur since he's been a part of the Browns organization.
It's our man, Brian McFadden. Join us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. I know this is kind of like the quiet time. Well, please, and it's funny because Shedeur just kind of violated the rules. Don't get in trouble. Keep your nose clean between now and when camp starts in just about a month's time. But what was your summer like, man? Do guys just get away from football, or do they still watch tape? Or how did you process, man, knowing that you're going back to battle for the Steelers?
Oh, there's no getting away. You know, whatever vacation you had in place, you probably already taken it. Because to your point, you're about to be in July, and teams start reporting, July 20th. You know, heck, I think some teams, even the rookies, report July 15th. So camp is right around the corner. So everything that you've established in terms of conditioning and being ready to go, you don't want to lose that, you know, taking a full week off. You want to be active to some degree. You might not have the intensity right now to start off, but the intensity will pick up as you get closer to mid-July. So me personally, you know, I was a guy that already wanted to have the trips out of the way because football is right around the corner. You want to make sure you're going in feeling as good as possible.
B, when it comes to the AFC, Lamar is not a guy that is boisterous and says a lot, but he did say this week that he is out for vengeance after another year failing in the playoffs. Right now, where do you sit the following three teams? The Ravens, the Bills, and the Chiefs.
Chiefs 1, Buffalo 2, Baltimore 3. And the reason why I have the ranking ranked like that is because, number one, until I see otherwise in playoff football, Pat Mahomes has found ways to beat the other two quarterbacks. Secondly, Josh Allen has taken strides. You know what I mean? You look at what he did in the playoffs. That Baltimore game, he outperformed Lamar Jackson. You know what I mean? So that should warrant him being above Lamar Jackson. Number two, I mean, lastly, is Lamar Jackson. And I'll say this, guys. Baltimore didn't lose that divisional round game because Lamar Jackson didn't play his best. He played better football than what we saw in the previous AFC Championship game against Kansas City. But the issue for Baltimore, guys, collectively speaking, not just one player, but the entire team, when they get in postseason play, they don't make routine plays happen routinely. And that's what good teams do. That's why Kansas City is always at the cream of the crop, because they make routine plays happen routinely. Example, let's go back to 2 years ago, right?
Right.
Baltimore had the number one seed, AFC Championship game in Baltimore. A routine play, a crossing route, Zay Flowers catches the ball, reaches to extend himself over the goal line. Legarius Sneed made a great play. That was a routine throwing catch. He just had to finish the play. Remember, that fumble turned the course of that ball game in favor of Kansas City winning that ball game. Most recently, last year's playoff game, Buffalo-Baltimore, a two-point opportunity to give the Ravens an opportunity to win that ball game. A routine play, out route to Mark Andrews. A routine play happened routinely. We didn't see that. Those are the missed opportunities that have really prevented the Baltimore Ravens from doing what we believe they are talented enough to do, which is play for a championship.
Now, B-Mac, I was there in Louisville watching him put a 60 and change.
Oh, my goodness.
Beloved
it was
Knowles.
62. It was 62,
and
wasn't
I,
it?
I'd never, I was a Lamar Jackson believer, but I never disagree with you, but I'm going to disagree with you on this one. He cost them two possessions. He had an interception, and he also had a fumble. So I know Mark Andrews is the guy has the black hat on that one. But Lamar, I mean, he's got to be clean in the playoffs. And he did have a bad fumble. You know, he carries it like Mike Vick used to, like a loaf of bread. So I get what you're saying, but he's still got to be – I mean, I know it's difficult to ask a man to be letter perfect, but he kind of needs to get that if they're ever going to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And you know what? Let me rephrase what I said. He played better against Buffalo, even with those two turnovers, than what he did against Kansas City the year before.
True that.
Remember, they only scored 10 points. Against Kansas City. Kansas City held them to 10 points. Kansas City beat them only scoring 17 points. But to your point, those are plays you cannot have surface in the playoff games. Because in regular season, you can weather the storm. But when you're playing against good on good, you can't make those costly mistakes. And to your point, those two turnovers were definitely costly in the first half of that ball game.
Right. Bryant, when we get into the season here, the Falcons get the Seahawks, they get the Niners, they get the Rams, they get the Cardinals. So the NFC West will be featured heavily here in Atlanta with the NFC South. Where do you rank that division right now? Who do you think is the favorite? I think it's as jumbled of a division as the Falcons are going to see all year long. I think, honestly, any of those teams could win it.
With the NFC West?
Yeah.
Oh, number one is the Rams. It's the Rams, and two particular reasons for me. Right, with the Rams. They have the best coach in the division by far. Sean McVay is amazing. His ability to do more with less has really been felt, not to mention the personnel has gotten better. Number two, that young defense that we watched grow before our eyes should be better, led by Jared Verse. You know what I mean? And they're well coached. Think about it this, guys. Their defense, especially towards November and December football, play such good football that he didn't talk about them not having Aaron Donald. Think about that. Like, no one was really talking about, man, they miss Aaron Donald. Or, boy, they can use Aaron Donald. But that's because the young studs really grew. The maturation process for the young players on the defensive side for the Rams was really felt. So I think they'll be much better. That's why I start with the Rams. Now, in terms of the pecking order from 2, 3, and 4, I think it can be any order, in me personally. But if I had to give my prediction, I think the Rams would be number one. But I can see anything happening, but I got to go with the Rams if I had to pick a team primarily to be the number one coming out of the NFC West.
It's funny because I talk about it all the time with Carl and Chris filling in for Carl today. It's Brian McFadden, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. That's the organization I aspire to Falcons to be.
Yes.
You know, Les Snead, they know when to go in for free agency. They know when to say blank those picks. And you're right, man. And Raheem Morris was part of that draft class you're talking about. 2 years ago, they drafted some great pieces in the middle rounds that had immediate impact. Last year, they took Braden Fisk. And they took the Florida State guys. They got the juice. And that's what we're hoping, which brings us to the Falcons, B, is can this defense, with a bunch of rookies and some good pieces in between, have the impact? And can Leonard Floyd and that rotation get the quarterback on the ground in the first year?
They better. They better. There's a lot of pressure on this defensive side for Atlanta because we all believe they will have an offense that can score points.
Right.
And I don't necessarily need to see the Falcons become super dominant. But you know what fans would love here in Atlanta from the defensive side? Seeing them get timely stops. Getting timely stops.
Right.
Yeah, getting off the field. That's it. Getting timely stops. Because that's more felt than anything. And not to mention good red zone defense. Because if you're getting timely stops and you're forcing teams to settle for field goals, you're going to win a lot more than you will lose. And that has been the issue, you know, for Atlanta over the last, it feels like for a decade now. Like, just getting timely stops, you know what I mean? And even that year, you know, when they went to the Super Bowl, it wasn't like the defense was great, but they were getting the necessary stops to give Matt Ryan the extra possessions to do what they were doing, right? So if you're Atlanta this year defensively, man, get the timely stops. In practices throughout training camp throughout the entire season, it should be a big-time emphasis in red zone football and third-down football. Those got to be the two major nuggets for Falcons defensively to focus in on, because everything else will work itself out. But think about this, guys. You can be great on first and second down and be horrible on third down. You're going to lose a lot, right? You can be great in between the 20s, right, but horrible in the red zone, you're going to lose.
And that's
red
us.
Zone and third down right. Got to be overly emphasized this year for the Falcons defensively.
Right.
And that's what they did exactly time and time again. B, so when it comes to the offense for the Falcons, I think a lot of people are super excited about Michael Penix Jr., as they should be. But I think you can also make the argument, very curious to hear your take on this, lean on the run game, because you're not only making things easier for Michael Penix Jr., that's the strength of the offensive line, which is such an important part of this team. And for at least this year, if Tyler Allgeier does leave at the end of this year, utilize that 1-2 punch to make life easier for Michael Penix Jr. and not count on him to just bomb the ball down the field 30 times a game.
Chris, you know what you described for all of us, the Detroit Lions? that's what you described. Yes, leaning on a running game, which made Jared Goff become a better passer in their offense. Leaning on the 1-2 punch, right? And we're not necessarily saying Atlanta could have the Sonic and Knuckles mentality for the nicknames like they have there in Detroit. But those two guys in Bijan Robinson and Tyler, they can have the same type of impact that we see from Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. Now, Atlanta fans, it would be up to you guys to give them a nickname when that happens. But right now, we'll worry about that later. But that's a great point. Yeah, because I know we're all mesmerized about the talent of Michael Penix. We are mesmerized about his potential. But don't put too much on his plate starting out. You got Bijan Robinson, who's probably one of the more talented running backs in the entire – clearly he's the most talented running back in the division by far.
Right.
Get him going. And then when he's going – then you can bring in the Bruiser and Tyler. And then that opens up, to your point, Chris, the passing opportunity. So I'm right there with you, man. It's a copycat league. Take what Detroit has done over the last few years, which have made them overly successful, and utilize it here in Atlanta.
Right on, man. And that's funny. We had Mark Schlereth on earlier in the week, and I was talking about, you know, let's just do play action. Mark goes, there's more to it than that. You've really got to establish the run, and you got to see through it. And then certainly with our weapons, we looking at it the other day. I was talking at the end of the show on Wednesday. You know, we got better weapons than the Ravens. You could argue better weapons than half the team in the league. So maximizing the talent with Zach. I mean, I gave Zach a pass because he had to go through the Kirk Cousins meltdown, and the coach is funny because in hindsight we realized that Kirk was never going to tell them how he was playing, and players never want to get pulled off the job, right? Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, Brian, yeah. So how much is it really goes back to Ross saying, I gotta sit you? And unfortunately, we waited just too long, and the season's gone. I'm sorry, I've got off on a sidetrack. But do you like what we're doing offensively with this OC, Zach Robinson?
I think so. To your point, it was almost a trial by error type of situation in year one. But year two, you got to see a significant jump from him being a play caller, and then, of course, for the quarterback. But those two will be tied to the hip. Honestly, because if you look at great quarterback play throughout the National Football League, coming from young players or experienced players, guess what they have at their disposal? A great play caller that knows their game in and out. That's why Jay Daniels was able to do what he did last year, because whatever you want to say about Cliff Kingsbury as a head coach, he has a great ability to get the most out of young quarterbacks when he's just dialed into that position. When you look at C.J. Stroud, especially in year one, great relationship with his play caller. So clearly here in Atlanta, that is something that has to be, you know, paid attention to from the fan side of things and, of course, in the organization. Because if Michael Penix, if he's going to be at his best, you know, it's imperative for Zach to be able to unleash that.
Great stuff, Bryant, man. Always appreciate the fun and the shenanigans. Have a great weekend, man.
All right, thank you. You guys too.
That's our man, Bryant McFadden, on the WaitFor.com hotline. We're live at Twin Peaks and Bucket. Hasselhoff has just rolled in. Jerry's in the house. Tinker's here. Sexy Brazilian women are watching soccer, and they don't really want to meet you, but come on down and join the party. We're hanging at Twin Peaks and Bucket. We'll come back. We got some Day-Day is scribbling to me. We've got what it says. What does that say?
Oh, that says we have, I believe, a giveaway, Mike.
Bell. Okay, because Day-Day just wrote on my page, and I was like, Wausau, the insurance company? No, that's NASCAR. We got two tickets right now for you guys to go Saturday night under the lights, NASCAR racing to Echo Park Speedway. It's going to be a blast. Everyone gets so hyped for the summer race. We'll take caller number 7.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Evan, right now, you and a buddy or your wife or whoever are going to go to Echo Park Speedway, 404-726-0929.
I am feeling so generous today, Mike Bell. I'm going to up that to a 4-pack.
What? That's crazy talk.
I am going to up that to a 4-pack.
That means we don't give away another pair?
No, that means we may have more tickets to give away in the show as well.
All of a sudden, it's like QVC. But wait, yes, right now we're going to make it a 4-pack.
Yes, for one day only.
You cannot find this in a store. It's now a 4-pack. You're going to get 4 tickets. You're going to see cars racing. And what's a mini Talladega? Lights are on at night. People taking their shirts off, drinking beer. You're going to be there. 404-726-0929. 4-pack for Echo Park Speedway under the lights coming up next Saturday night.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet.
Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.